Now this is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Coleman and Annie in the kitchen, in the big kitchen, on Monday, the 23rd of June, 69. This is Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit here in the big kitchen with Coleman and then with Annie on Monday, the 23rd of June, 69. Miss Annie, Jackie was over to our house one time, and she came back and said something about pigs.
About what?
Growing pigs, growing hogs.
Oh, yes, we used to have hogs there.
Yeah.
And the hogs wouldn't stay over there in the hammock. They'd get in the road and walk right to Edison, or come here to make an open. And so, what he just got rid of him, Coleman. He had one or two since then, but he kept them fastened up in the pen. But you can't keep no hogs over there out in the woods like we did before we moved over there. Now, over where we moved from, they just run out in the range. You didn't have to fasten them up.
Mm-hmm.
But after we moved over this side, people down by the Iverson did no fence law.
Mm-hmm.
And had to keep them fastened up. And it cost so much to feed a hog fastened up in the pen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they did get out, how'd you get them back?
Coleman could call and, you know, what you call tolling them back.
Oh.
Just put the, drop a little corn here and a little over there, and they're falling.
Oh, really?
Back to the house.
Of all things.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go a long way for them sometimes.
Down by Edison.
That long trip, Miss Annie.
Yes, it is.
Well, how in the world they light up to Edison?
Just get on the railroad and go, the dirt road, and go right straight to Edison.
And that's all they do?
They're getting people feel down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want that to happen.
No. I think the last one Coleman had was out. It was down there in Mr. What's that name? His name. He stayed up there on this side of Mr. Woods. On this side of Cole, you know where Coleman and Phil at down there? Well, up on this side. And that little house with the move sit back toward the lake, a little white house.
Mm-hmm.
That man stayed in there, and Coleman wasn't home. So he come up there, told me to tell Coleman, come get it all out of his field. And so Coleman was off working, and so when Coleman come, I told him about it, and he went on down there and got him. Brought him back. Coleman ain't had no more out since then.
How long that been, Miss Annie?
Oh, that's been about 10, 11
years. Oh, a long time. Long time. Oh, I see. Oh, that's mean when this, I wanted some hogs.
Oh, hold on. There's a cat. And we got those baby birds.
Oh, Mr. Ball, you got plenty of grass.
That's all right, I'll just go get it.
You got plenty.
Where's the gun?
Right
here. Yeah, let me get it.
Place you have to keep it. Keep hogs.
We've got so many. It's going down the lane, guy.
What is that? Me?
Right down the lane. No, it's a big old. We've got three baby mockingbirds and three baby cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just got off their nest, and we've been watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an old cat.
Oh.
I don't think he'll be back up here. I think I barked him. Oh, shoot. That must have been Miss Bessie's black cat with a little white on it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he took off down that lane.
Mm-hmm.
He won't come back anytime soon. We ought to, while they owe his pay, we ought to get Miss Annie and what are these supper with?
No, thank you. We got the supper already done at the house, and I got to water my flowers.
Yeah?
Oh, I see. You got to water your flowers.
Yes, I got to water my flowers this evening. I thought it was going to rain.
Yeah. Well, I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
I fully thought so.
I really lucked out. Yes, I think it's gone now.
But I didn't want it to, Miss Annie.
You didn't?
Not with my hay down, you know.
Yes.
But it sure looked there for a little while like it's coming right this way, didn't it?
It did.
Does Coleman look like he's about ready for him?
Yeah, he's ready. He's
well, we don't want to keep him if they got to go.
Well, he's brought the truck up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I better go.
All right. Now, Miss Annie, will you come back?
Thank you. I'm coming back.
And visit with Miss Bessie and all of us sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was some tape. That was some action. They saw Miss Bessie's black and white cat, mockingbirds, and the cardinal, mamas and papas, were scolding him and fighting him. And the little target was leaning up against the post there in the porch. I just took a couple of shots at him. One of them, he really jumped that first shot. And the next one has sent him on down the lane. He won't be back up this way. Those birds are safe as far as he's concerned. Now, all this time, one reason we lingered is a cloud, a good-sized black cloud, was coming up in the southwest. Woodard already loaded his hay. Granddad had come over to help him. And the three of them were leaning against the load down there at the shed. If it come up a rain, they could have backed it into the shed. They were just waiting to see what was happening, and I just hated to miss that talk down there. But this one's finest tapes. This fine tape. Well, I didn't know Miss Annie ever did talk this much. I don't know what else she'd talk about. Her recipes. She'd get started on something sometime, Faye. I don't know just what. Miss Bessie does, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this is the end of this marvelous tape on Monday, the 23rd of June, 69, and this is Channel 1 over around 80. Channel 1 over around 80. Now, I'll try to put down some of that broken tape, see if any of it's any good. It's not very good, I know, from that same Monday afternoon.
But it's beautiful around here.
Well, it's pretty up in your place, too.
Not like it is here.
Yeah, and grass is all green, everything.
Yeah.
You want to see it?
This place has been here a long time. I know when Mr. Gray stayed here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember. Grandma's bed is up this side of the house, on this side, right upside the house.
No, ma'am. I don't know what the name is. It was a hedge cutting on it.
Yes. Well, you all certainly have some nice big bushes around here. Never seen none though. This what you have seen.
Well, they're too big. They ought to be cut.
Oh, no, I have never seen no one cut them back.
Well, you can't reach them.
No. Well, how do you get the food? Miss Dora Mitchell told me that she used to get them up here from the store and said she would cover them with cheesecloth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get none at my house for the birds and disease mine.
Well, would cheesecloth help you?
I've never tried it. I would be afraid to go up in there to pick them. Oh, you look under good before you start the picking them if a snake under you or something.
Well, don't care for them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Didn't Miss Ball have her nurse, right?
A few of them.
Sure.
It stays up and they're wet and they die. Too much. It stays wet too long.
Amelia's over here until the Gill's wife, she had two camellias from over here. That's the first I know that Miss Ball had camellias over here to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'd have done had one sit long ago. I sent the hawthorn on my home.
Cool.
Yes, and it ain't never bloomed.
3 years.
I think 3 years. Going on for red. My brother-in-law brought me a white, and he said it was the lady, the hawthorn, said it was white. But I had never bloomed yet for me to see what it is. But I want the red one.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3 years, that looks like a right smart.
Yes.
At least it's a good bit when you have to wait, ain't it?
Yes, it was very small when they brought it in. It was well done, but I had some commercial for it last day.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a little of that and put around it, and his thought of going after.
I said, let's go in and ask Faye. She's had some experience and heard people talk about how to fertilize camellias. And so we came on in, and I didn't salvage much from that broken tape. Now, this is a visit with Coleman and Aunt Miss Annie on Thursday afternoon after the big 2-inch rain. Thursday the 3rd of July, 69. Thursday the 3rd of July, 69. I jumped the gun. I went by to get Miss Bessie. She was on her way to the store, Mr. Sash's. I couldn't wait. I picked up Nick. He got in from taking Molly to the stud farm, and everything I did was wrong. Woodard talked, but Miss Annie just didn't talk. I went up on the porch, and she even talked, put her hand in front of her mouth, and then looked the other way. And what I was interested in was to get her to talk, and not just give random information. She'd already done that well. She's doing fine.
That's nice.
Yeah. Them people.
I told the don't let me get in your way, Miss.
Oh, that's all right. You're not in my way.
The other day I looked out there, and there was, and you know them crows when they get in it, they advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
They just talk about it. They were some blue jays.
Did you
get
have much rain over there?
We got a good rain.
Oh, it poured down here.
Oh, did it?
And I really was glad of it because Coleman touched some potatoes. And we had this pair of water out there and warm.
Oh.
Oh, that's a pain.
Oh, that's mean.
And so he got right in my... The rain put good season in the ground there this morning, today.
Oh, we did need that.
Sure did. Did you get any hay down on the ground? You got any hay down on the ground or you got dubs?
Yeah. We didn't have any rain at all last week, you know.
No, we didn't. Not a bit.
Didn't have any trouble with the rain at all.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
We had a half inch. What's today?
Mm-hmm.
What's today?
Thursday.
That was Tuesday, the day before yesterday. Yesterday it missed us.
Yeah. Well, I had a little hair late yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Wasn't very much.
Yeah. Now, you say it drains off over here.
Hmm.
You say the rain drains off over here. It don't stay.
Yes, it don't want no water stands here. Now, a real
when you come like them storms out there in the lot, some of these out there in front of the crib, but don't none never stand up around the house. Goes in the ground just as soon as it stops raining.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call it sort of dry up here?
I call it dry. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything looks nice. It looks.
You say your ground, your land is clay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yes, it's the last in that whole country of that burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now them and potato slips will just pick right up now, won't they?
Them what?
Them potatoes out there.
Yes, yes. They'll stop the growing now.
Now, are they already rooted?
Mm-mm. If you just started setting them out day before yesterday.
So they'll have to put out roots.
Roots first.
Yeah.
But I hear Coleman say it don't take them but 2 or 3 nights to put out roots.
Oh.
So I heard him say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in season like that, things do grow fast,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah. Potatoes grow fast and the weeds and things grow fast. Have to keep working them.
Mm-hmm.
Until the vines cover the ground.
Yes, sir. If I wasn't a no count, I'd put out some sweet potatoes, too. Oh, it's nice to have something like that.
Yeah.
Keeps you, you don't have to go to the grocery so often.
No.
She's not talking. I can't get it to talk. Is this today?
Yeah, Miss Bessie said she's glad to see you the other day, and she was coming back with me.
Yeah.
And I had a chance just to, you know, just slip by, and I thought I'd just stop by. I wanted to, that old, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy in that larger jar.
Well, this way it don't cost much.
No.
Now, I tell you.
Red going up.
It has.
Yes, sir. Night bread is hit gone up, too.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to buy too much bread.
So you don't?
You don't.
Yes, we have to buy a good deal. Because that's the only kind of bread I eat.
Night bread.
I eat the white when I'm out of the brown. I eat the brown and Coleman the white. But when I haven't got the brown, I eat the white. I buy rye bread.
Oh?
Not rye wheat.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the rye bread.
No, I don't either.
You eat very much light bread?
Yeah. It takes,
I buy it right side the road.
Coming
from Gainesville.
Yeah.
Yeah, we buy some too up there when we go up that side, Coleman do.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it's gone up now, I reckon.
Oh, you know it has. Yeah.
I don't
mind the old day old bread, but I, after it's been froze,
yeah.
I don't pick that up. What'd you say?
We've got some rain. Some rain, water.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Did you get enough to do you some good?
Yes, sir. This is day day. Yes, sir, this we got today is plenty to do a whole lot of good.
It'll last you a while?
Yes, sir. I think so. I'll set some potatoes. I got about 5 more rows to set yet, and I think I'll set them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, we started day before yesterday. It's real dry then. It's just the same as putting out the ashes. But We yeah. kept on at it, and then it got a little sprinkle yesterday.
Yeah.
Did not much, and we watered them once since.
Yeah.
We lost the trouble, and we had to water them.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're going to get the heads up now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're coming up now. Somebody just went down there.
Well, how's Miss Emma?
She doing all right, I guess. It's pretty good. Feet kind of break up a little bit every once in a way, but she's doing outside that. She's doing pretty good.
She's just fine.
Feet break up some.
Oh, yeah.
As we know, she's got a lot of ragged feet.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll have to get on her feet one of these days.
All right, sir. Well, maybe it can help them a little bit, but I don't think it's a great deal you can do to them, but you cut some of that raggedy part off. That,
yeah.
Well, the next time you'll come up here, I guess I hope I won't be out of place like I was before. I hope I'll be here that
yeah.
time. Yes. Good,
yes, sir.
In Kremlin. All right, sir. All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
But thank you,
sir. I always hate to eat our little jars. I feel like I'm just eating up my money.
Yes, sir. It's a little crack in the bottom of that, but I picture it just in that shape. You know, I think I told you about that. And I'll put a little pine straw in the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put the potatoes in it just about full, and I'll cover it over with the straw, then I'll put that roof in there. Over.
Yeah.
That's what keeps the water out.
So you all fixed up for the winter right now?
Yes, I guess so. I'd go out there and get some pine straw. I ain't got no pine straw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got your hole?
Yes, sir.
And you got your tin?
Yes, sir. Got the tin. So when the potatoes get ready, I'll be ready then just to put them in there.
Yeah.
You know, I fix them that way on the counter. Well, I guess that's the way we have it. Keep them now. That's about the best way for the keep cool from hitting them. Well, see, after you put that straw on top of them,
mm-hmm.
cool, don't get them down in that area. Because see, down in the dirt, you know, and just, and you can keep them so well. In fact, I have kept some up late as July, and it was good. Mm-hmm. Sometime, once in a way, we have a little old bug gets in potatoes called potato weevil. I don't know where it comes from. It just lately started, just a few years back. But later here, we just had trouble with him. And when he get in the potato, that particular potato is no good.
You can't do anything about it?
Well, not as I know. Maybe all fellows would know for what to get to kill. Maybe it might be something you can do, spray or do something. I don't know. It ain't nothing I know to do.
Well, Fred would hear about it if there was something, wouldn't it? Mr. Fred up there,
store. Yeah, well, I don't know. If he knows, I guess he'd tell, but I don't know where he know. Y'all fellows with that university, maybe y'all could, y'all probably would find something. Now, I don't know whether it would be something you could spray on or the potato vine with after you set it. You know, whether.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it bees in the vine.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what kind of. I've seen a little bug, a little brown looking bug, but big as a large brown corn weevil.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, I don't know. And where he comes from, I don't know.
Well, Fred would, he'd hear people talking, you know.
Yes, sir.
He'd pick up, you know, if it had something for
yes, that. Yes, that's right, yes, sir. I'm quite sure he would. But that's the trouble. I can tell him about it sometime. Maybe he can find something and get it.
Yeah, yes. He sees everybody, you know,
yes,
coming
sir.
Through there.
Yes.
People, talks to them people that produce people.
That's right, yes, sir.
Miss Annie says that your place up here a little dry. It rains and the water drains off.
Which is this year?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, mean right around in the house here?
Yeah.
Yes, we don't have no trouble. And you take after a big rain. Boy, it can rain every day. And now there's a little water stand right down in the yard on the backside. I guess a few minutes after, about 30 minutes after the rain, and that'll be gone.
Yeah.
Outside that, we don't have no water around here. Huh. Well, I was having some trouble with a few years ago, getting in and out of that, was right down that roadside of the railroad, you know?
Yeah.
Where it was sink off from by Mr. Franklin's house today.
Yeah.
Well, the cause of that, after they cleared up that piece of land over there, it pushed up the stump, you know, and the water runs out that pond where it got filled in into the road, and there wasn't a way to get out of the road, just stay in there.
Yeah.
See, they didn't have one of them covers under the railroad there. Put a ticket on through, let it go on through. And he'd just bank up there. That has caused me having that trouble then. But here at the house, we don't have a bit of trouble by water.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. Not a bit there. Stay dry here, principal, all the time. 30 minutes after the rain, and it rain every day, the water's gone.
Mm-hmm. But your ground holds the moisture.
Yes, sir. It holds moisture pretty
good. Out there where you plant.
Yes, sir. Well, it gets pretty dry sometimes, but, you know, the crop never dies, you know. It keeps it cultivated, you know. If you got anything growing, you know, keep it cultivated. It makes the crop all right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something like lettuce and things like that, it wouldn't be very good. It wouldn't be moist enough for that. But this year, like corn, peanuts. Good peanut land, good potato land.
Oh, is it?
And good corn land, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it means good crop of that.
Oh, that's your garden round over there on the other side.
Yes, sir. I got around there, and I got a little place down next to that farm where we got okra, where it's a little damp land. I put that as a little stronger land, and it's damp. And
mm-hmm.
We just got a little stuff down that little okra and thing. That's, that I just got a little cane and thing around.
Well,
it ain't nothing much, but it's.
Nick, we better go and get to work.
Yeah.
I got a
kind of path of the spray don't hurt the stalk, eh?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Mm-mm. It's not poison.
No, sir. And it kills weeds.
Mm-hmm. Some of them. Now this,
that's what killed it.
That's what they say.
Well, I said,
that's what they say.
Yes,
and you still like
it out of the thing right now. So I get you tears to get out there and cut some all around here.
Well, that'd be nice if you did have one.
Yes. Now, I don't see them come along here on the railroad with something to spray at the end of the tire that don't go very far from the track, but it kills it. You know, right then, but
yeah.
It come out though way a long time ago, a long time after that.
Oh, will it?
Yes. About 3 months after the sprout house.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they call that saving or working for the hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Labor got so high now, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
That's easy done. But I think it's hard because a man told me he worked on it. He said, you're taking a cause of all the skin to come off of him, you know, where he got on his skin.
Oh, yeah.
His feet.
Yeah.
Anywhere where he didn't have no clothes on. So
yeah.
Taking his skin off. So by that, it must be kind of a dangerous thing.
Yeah. I don't handle that poison stuff.
No, sir, I wouldn't want that because I got tied up about 2 years or 3 years ago with poison oak. Well, he never did bother me all my life. And so I was cutting some weeds down here. It was just after the rain, just like it rained today. And he had plenty of water on it. And I took my hand and reached up there and pulled the vine down. And it got all over me.
Yeah.
And it was all on the side, all the way down. It was where that thing broke out on me.
Yeah.
Yes. And I went to Dr. Strange and I paid him about $40. And still it didn't do no good. It hoped some, but it didn't kill it. And I was there on a Friday and he told me, said if it didn't be well by Monday, but it come back, and so by Sunday I seen it wasn't getting well, and what killed me, that same old cow, that milk cow, I seen the mother and them do it when I was a boy, my brother, wash the face with that milk, just time you milk it from the cow, and just don't wipe it off, just let it dry into your skin, and it near killed it the first day I used it.
Hmm.
I could tell the difference. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just gnaw it all over your face and just let it stay there and dry. Dry bone face.
At least gave you relief.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The first day I used it, I did. And I hadn't paid him. You know, if I knew at first that's what it was, but I didn't know what it was when it first broke out on me. I thought it was something else. And then I went to the doctor. And, well, I didn't take much to take up $40, because every trip I went there, you know, is $10. That would be $4. And I got the $40. And I imagine it'd been 40 more if I'd kept on with it.
Why, yes.
Yes, it'd been 40 more.
Oh, that stuff can really get you.
Yes, it sure can. Yes, sir.
And that's the first time you ever had it?
Well, I've been working around it and doing the same thing I did that day, and it never did bother me. But it did then, and ever since that, I've been kind of fretted, but all the time before, I wasn't. That was just about 3 years ago, it done me.
Yeah.
Yes. All my whole life, I was working on, we were on the farm, you know, you run into something like that. All the time, yes. It never did bother me, my whole life. It might say never had 100 years before it ever did bother me. But I don't believe I want it no more now, because it made no good feeling, and then it take. Well, if I was lonely, if I had a milk cow like the old cow there, I knew that what it was, I'd soon cure it. That's a guaranteed cure for sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
Milk from the cow and just nod your face with it and let it dry right up. Don't wipe it off. Just let it dry into the skin.
Just
like you're going to wash your face. Just put it all over your face and just let it stay there. And it'll cure it. That's a guaranteed cure for that.
And do it every time it starts burning or itching?
About once a day.
Once a day?
And I do it every morning. You know, the time the milk is fresh, the time I milk the cow. I milk the cow once a day. And I'd milk once a day, and then I'd wash my face in it once a day. That's what killed it. Boy, in 3 or 4 days after that, it was done dry completely.
Well, could you go on with your work?
Yes, sir. I never did stop working. When the face was sore, I never stopped working, but you know, I didn't have a very good feeling around. Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'd want to keep on not with all that itching going on.
I guess it wasn't a very good feeling, you know. But you know, it used to be time when I could work sure enough. I didn't. Well, in fact, I never did have very much sickness. I never was sick very much, and I mostly was healthy up until I got up where I couldn't do that much and look like it in April. Everything is bothering you.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Let me see what Miss Annie's version of that is. Miss Annie?
Yes.
Did you hear what he said? About the poison oak. He said he had the poison oak. Yes.
He did.
Well, now tell me about it. I want to get your version of it and check on what he told me.
Right.
Now you tell me about it, and then I'll tell you what he said.
Oh, well, he just went out there and something broke out on him. The poison vine is out there open out there where the dog tied, and it rained, and he went out there bobbing with the chain or something, and he got it on him.
Yeah.
I think he said he paid Dr. Strange about $40.
That's what he said.
And Dr. Strange told him to come back, but his brother had it bad, and his mother just used sweet milk. And I had a cousin up the hospital. Oh, he had it so he couldn't see, couldn't open his eyes. And his grandmother used sweet milk on it. And that done him, that killed him. I know sweet milk could cure it.
Well, who knew about that cure, sweet milk?
Oh, I've been hearing that ever since I was a child. Up the hospital.
Yeah.
And his mother used it on his brother. Of Coleman's brother.
Well, did he know about it too?
Yes, he knows about it, about the seed milk, but at first he didn't exactly know it was poison oak. And I told him that I think that's what it was. And so he went on to Dr. Strange, and I went two or three times to Dr. Strange. He said it cost him that $40. And Dr. Strange told him to come back. And he said he was going to try the sweet milk. And that just stopped it right now.
Now, Dr. Strange didn't tell him about the sweet milk.
Mm-mm. No, Dr. Strange didn't tell him about it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Strange told him to come back to him, but he didn't go back. He seen his mother use it on his brother. And I seen my cousin, the Hawthorne, with it, and they used it on him. No, Dr. Strange didn't tell him to come back.
Well, now, did he have to go to bed with it?
No, he didn't go to bed. Mm-hmm. He just bathed his face and arms.
How often did he bathe it?
I don't know whether it was every morning or twice a day. I don't know how he done that, Mr. Miles. But that sure cured the sweet milk.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he just put it on his face?
Yeah, wash his face and the sweet milk.
And on his legs, arms, he didn't bother with that?
It was on one of... I don't think it's on both of them. I think it's on one. And... he bathed the arm in the sweet milk. His hand.
Well, now, he didn't have such a bad case then. Just on his face and arm?
That's
all
right. But that's just bad enough, Mr. Miles, on his face.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Really bad.
Yeah.
And he just kept on working?
Oh, yes. He never did go to bed with it.
You've
been in poison?
Oh, yes.
What you do first?
Oh, I mostly complain. Oh, I tell you, I just get it when by passing by it, looking at it.
Well?
Yeah.
I have never been, I've been by it, but I have never broke out with poison.
You never had it?
No, I never had it.
Do you have family still living over Hawthorne, Miss Annie?
Sir?
Your family still live over Hawthorne?
Yes, my people was living. Oh, some is scattered about. Petersburg and Daytona and about.
Oh, really?
But I have three sisters in Hawthorne. My mother and father's dead. And I have I have four sisters in Hawthorne.
Is that right?
And I have a brother. He's been living in New York, but he came down, so he's in Hawthorne.
He lived.
We have had of us 7 girls and 5 boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I have 3 brothers dead and 2 sisters.
Uh-huh. Well. Now, your brother in New York,
He's back to Hawthorne now.
Yeah. But now, he lived up there a good while?
Mm-hmm.
He was up there right smart while?
He's up there reckon around 30-some years.
Oh, my. Yeah. But your sisters, they just still live over at Hawthorne.
Yes, I had 2 sisters live up there, but they're back to Hawthorne now.
Oh, really?
And one of them got both legs cut off up here. She had sugar.
Yes. And didn't take care of it.
She wouldn't take nothing for it. And so she's willing to stay in New York, but she's in Hawthorne.
After they lived in New York, I'd think they wouldn't always be satisfied back in the country.
They're satisfied. Because they know that's home. They can live in the house on Cheek in the Canyon, New York.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You all visit much?
Yeah, I was up there last Thursday. Yeah, and some of my sisters was down here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, my youngest sister.
Mm-hmm. They all like flowers?
Mm-hmm.
They all like flowers?
Flowers. Yes, they like flowers.
You really have flowers, Miss Annie. They're pretty. Miss Annie, I don't know why we've lingered so long. I just gonna stop and get it. Y'all keep me a fool. Well, this one here don't seem to object so much. This one here.
Doesn't.
That one over yonder is the one that gives
up
me a bad time.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like he act like he would be a little bit meaner than this one is. It ain't none of them. Just something to let you know when somebody come around. That's all. In fact, I don't want them to bite nobody. That's about it. Give you about what I want. Just a box. Just let me know somebody's around.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all.
Well, when you these doctors, when you got to go to these doctors and you have to pay all that money out, the fella gets behind.
It keeps him behind. Yes, sir. I do.
Well, now that's the trouble, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir. And they can charge you just what they want, you know. Don't make no difference how much it is. You got to pay it, I guess, or treat your own self well.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, because they'll tell you quick. Well, I see Dr. Strange got a sign down there now. There's no credit. He tell you before you start, Richard. He used to be credit people, but
yeah.
said no credit. Okay. It's like if I'd go there today and I didn't finish paying him up, but before he feed me again, I must pay the balance, or he'll bring the money when it comes the next time.
Is that right?
That's the way I understand his sign. Yes, sir, he did. No credit now. Wait till he got rich to do that, dude. He got everybody's money.
Yeah. Well, I expect he's made a lot of money in his time.
Yeah, he makes a lot, still making it. You know what he charged now? It don't take. Well, he gets plenty of wages to do now. I think he charged just whatever, because I think $10 just was about the cheapest for what he do.
Is that right?
Yes. $10. And he charged some people more. Now, he charged different prices because I've known what he has charged me lots of time, and you know, he talks loud anyhow, and hear his voice, what he charged other people. He charged different prices. He don't charge everybody the same.
Oh.
I don't know whether he have more to do to them than if he did me or not, but he charged different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, that's that visit with Coleman and Miss Annie on Thursday, the 3rd of June, 69. Thursday, the 3rd of June, 69. This is about 5:50, Channel 1 over. About 5:50, Channel 1 over. The visit after that big rain, 2-inch rain, Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 69.
It was just about a quarter of a mile, a half a mile apart, or something like that. And,
yeah.
And I believe you were closest to him, if there's anything like,
yeah.
You know, being the closest, but yeah. He just wanted to get some money out of you, that's all.
And it's easier to load where I am than it is where Fred is.
Yes, sir. I do say. Charge you $5 difference.
Charge me $15.
Well, I need that.